Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his regular Friday morning analysis of the week's Virginia political news. Hello there, Jeff.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Well, you tell me. Well, listen, we can remember when tolls were removed from I-95 in the Richmond-Petersburg area, the old Richmond-Petersburg turnpike segment of the interstate, and that was considered a good thing by most Virginians. And now we are told that tolls may be reinstated on some parts of I-95, not in the immediate Richmond-Petersburg vicinity, but other parts of that highway. And that is also being touted as a good thing. What's going on?
But there's another side to this story, Wayne. The lengths people will go, the lengths politicians will go to pay for projects without raising taxes. As you said off air earlier this morning, you know, one man's toll is another man's tax. Now, this had been a big campaign promise for Governor McDonald when he was standing for office in 29, and it's at a minimum a partial victory. He wanted tolls on 95 and 85. But we're told that a booth will go up somewhere between Fredericksburg and Richmond and then near the Virginia-North Carolina line. This could generate about $60 million a year for improvements along I-95. Now, they won't be in place until about 2013. That's the next gubernatorial election year, so that gives opponents time to make the case against tolls. Local governments who are concerned the tolls will kind of cut them out or cut them off because drivers aren't going to want to pay them. And the trucking industry has been dead set against tolls from the beginning. It's the industry's position that fuel taxes should be raised because that way everyone, truckers and ordinary motorists, are saddled with the cost of improving financing improvements to the roads.
The legislative races are pretty sleepy around most parts of the state, but there are a few races in some parts of the state.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, part of it has to do with money. This week, VPAP, the online watchdog of money and politics, reported that the Republican leadership in the state had steered about $1 million to the state Republican Party. About three-quarters of a million came from Governor McDonald's PAC. Now, this allows the governor to assist some of his party's more controversial candidates without, you know, dinging up his nice guy, prima facie, moderate image. And this would include candidates like Dick Black and Jeff Frederick, who are running for the Senate up in Northern Virginia. Now, Dick Black is, you know, famously the great gay basher, and Jeff Frederick once compared Barack Obama to Osama bin Laden. So here's a way that the governor can help flip the Senate and complete the Republican takeover of Virginia government. Now, out in the southwestern part of the state, and this is, I guess, a sign that even running in a made-to-order district is can be a problem. Philip Puckett, a Democrat incumbent, is now saying publicly that he's not going to support Barack Obama for re-election next year because the president's anti-coal. So here's a sign that the Democrats are indeed nervous. And depending on, you know, how one does the arithmetic, it's either three seats or five seats that the Republicans need to take back the Senate.
About 2 minutes left. Governor Bob McDonnell is going to pay another visit to New Hampshire.
Yes, and not for the foliage. He's addressing the New Hampshire Republican Party. And of course, when one goes to the first primary state, it tends to renew speculation about one's interests. And, you know, we're now at the point where Bob McDonnell has given up being coy about his vice presidential ambitions. And clearly this trip is going to spotlight them. But then, of course, who's the target audience here? You know, the VP nomination is going to be decided by the Republican nominee for president. We don't know who that will be. And McDonnell has said, you know, he may not even make an endorsement for the nomination.
Governor Doug Wilder's slavery museum, which never really got off the ground in Fredericksburg, is now declared bankruptcy. Bring us up on that.
Now, at a minimum, this is a major setback. It may actually be a complete failure, though the governor indicated on WCVE this morning that the museum will be built. He is insistent on that. But clearly, this is a black eye for the governor. And because of these financial difficulties, it certainly stands in in stark contrast with the image that he fashioned as, you know, the tight with the buck Virginia governor and Richmond mayor. And it brings to mind some other controversies involving Wilder and money. For example, his inaugural fund, $1 million left over that was never really accounted for when he took office in 1990.
Yeah. And, of course, the economy, no doubt, put a damper on those plans for that museum.
Yes, a point the governor made this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Time's just about gone for today. So our thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who joins us Friday mornings here on WCVE's Morning Edition to analyze the Virginia political news. Thanks again, Jeff.
You bet.